right at?
This is the Fighting 29th. Do you own the I have a question about the Masonic Lodge in or Masonic Temple in Bath. Do you, this Steuben courier says you own it, but you don't, you're part of an LLC that owns it, right?
Yeah, we have an LLC with that investment property that we own. We bought that about within the last 3 years. And I will make some comments upon that since you brought it up. You know, we issued a press release yesterday about it. You know, one of my businesses is a property development firm.
Goodbye.
Property development firm. And what we do is we go in and we pick up properties. Most of the time they're distressed properties. They're in deteriorated conditions or non-functional conditions. And we go in and we invest in them and we fix them up and we sell them. Or we lease them out to businesses, or we actually occupy them ourselves. We just did a project, or I just did a personal project in the city of Corning where I used my own money. It was a smaller project, but we renovated an old building on First Street and made it into a operating business where actually I'm speaking to you from it right now and brought it up to modern standards now that's going to be accessible to businesses when we vacate here. So that's kind of one of the business models that I've engaged in many years. It's outside of my practice of law. And I'll tell you, I'm very concerned about the congressman's allegations that he throws at me. You know, I see him. I want to make it perfectly clear that the Restore New York program is not stimulus money. It's not stimulus money under the federal spending bill in any way. And it's troublesome to me that the congressman doesn't know the difference between federal and state programs. And I hope it doesn't demonstrate a fundamental misunderstanding of the federal and state governments that we operate under. And I will tell you that, you know, that program that we're involved with is a public-private partnership program that is used across the state. This is the third year of that program. And it's been a great success in communities from Long Island to Buffalo. And what it's designed to do is to identify properties in the hearts of our neighborhoods, in the hearts of our communities, and encourage investment and redevelopment of properties at the heart of our cities and our villages so that they can be put back on the tax roll and become productive as opposed to being dilapidated, falling down properties. You know, and as part of that, you know, I'm trying to develop businesses, create jobs. You know, I'm taking a risk. I mean, this is a $2 million project that, yeah, the $1.1 million coming from Restore New York makes it economically feasible to do the deal. Without it, we wouldn't be able to do it, but I'm still making a significant investment in the village of Bath, and that's important to me. I made the same type of investment in the city of Elmira. I made the investment here in the city of Corning, and I'm doing it as we speak. You know, it's just troublesome that a Washington politician like Eric Massa would attack me for trying to create jobs here in our communities. And the other thing that's troublesome is, you know, he's saying that it's a conflict of interest. I'm in the city of Corning. This is occurring in the village of Bath. I have no role in overseeing the program. It's an Albany program. The village of Bath has a role in it. I have not undertaken any projects in the city of Corning where I applied for Restore New York programs because I'm sensitive to the appearance of impropriety. And I didn't do that with the project that I'm in the building I'm talking to you from. I used my own cash and made that investment and that took that risk. So the whole comments that Eric Massa has made against me in regards to this is just demonstrating to me the, you know, a typical mudslinging of a Washington politician.
A follow-up on that. So you said that it was that the buildings that your company buys, that you the investments you generally make are distressed properties. So we can assume from that the Bath property that you purchased didn't cost a lot to purchase. Is that correct, or would you reveal the purchase price?
It's a Bath property at a public auction.
Okay.
It's essentially dealing with the code office. It's got some significant issues. If you walk through it, I would love everybody to take an opportunity. And we did this with a project in the city of Corning where the developer took us through as a city council the building before and after. And he was actually in a Restore New York program. And it was mind-boggling to see the condition of the buildings before and then after that they're completed. And there's real strict requirements because this building is a historical building that we're talking about. SHPO and the Department of Interior at the federal level have very strict guidelines as to what we have to do in order to qualify under these programs to restore them to their historical significance. And without this type of public-private partnership, these properties would literally fall down like the Opera House in the Village of Bath did a couple years ago.
So do you have so you run other investment companies. Do any of those other companies receive grants or loans from the state or the federal government for these types of things?
This is the first one that we've utilized the state programs or federal program on.
All right, that's all I have. Thanks.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Can you just comment on this type of point of view that although the state, the New York State Restore grant is not federal,
yep.
It is public money.
Yep.
The point of view that you accepted public money and then later said that public money in the form of stimulus should not be spent. The point of view that that's somewhat duplicitous.
Yeah, see, I disagree with that, Joe. And I'll tell you why. Because I called for the return of the stimulus money. The stimulus money, the $500 billion I'm referring to out of approximately that $1 trillion of stimulus money, is uncommitted funds, money that has not been spent or committed to projects. And to me, when I'm looking at the federal deficit of $1.7 trillion this year, that to me is more troublesome than the stimulus package of the $500 billion going forward when you're getting indications that the economy has recovered. So rather than spend that money, and now what's happening, is even as Congressman Massa indicates, he's going to have a political role in handing out that money. And it's becoming traditional pork dealing, a slush fund for politicians. And that's troublesome. The stimulus was sold to us as an infrastructure bill. This is going to go to roads. This is going to go to water. This is going to go to sewer. This is going to go to our downtown city communities.
Yeah.
That hasn't occurred. And I've said before that there is a role for the federal government and state government in spending situations. And that is when you invest with long-term return on your investment. And that's in roads, infrastructure. And the Restore New York program is that kind of program. It's taking our city's infrastructure and looking at the long-term picture and working with the private sector to get a long-term gain by getting these properties back on the tax rolls and becoming productive and creating jobs and being a source of pride for our communities rather than a source of blight.
You called the stimulus package a slush fund?
Yeah, at this point in time, as Congressman Matz already said, Joe, he's politically trying to hand it out to the city and to other communities. It's not going to what it was sold to us as.
What about his point of view that by you saying taking this position, you've endangered future funding for projects specifically in Corning?
Yeah, and the,
how do you respond to that?
I mean, I guess I'm looking at it from the perspective of you got $500 billion of uncommitted money. It was sold to us as a stimulus package for our infrastructure. That has not been delivered, and you're looking now at a $1.7 trillion deficit. To me, the economic benefit to our community is to return that money to cover that budget deficit. and now he's playing politics with the money.
Okay.
And it's best for the city of Corning for that money to be returned.
Rather than receive money for other projects?
At this point in time, yeah. Now, I will also tell you that our infrastructure problem, Joe, as you know, being the editor of the Corning Leader, you know, we're looking for $60 million. You know, this is the infrastructure that we need to address. It's turning into a political slush fund. I guess that's the fundamental point I'm trying to make here.
The decision as to who gets that stimulus money is made at the state level, is it not?
Well, according to Congressman Massey, he's got the influence to deliver it.
Okay.
I've got another thought. Sorry. Are you done, Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done.
One more follow-up. Wasn't part of the stimulus money that came to New York State to, didn't it offset a shortfall in the New York State budget? So isn't it arguable that, you know, any grant program like the one you received was enabled by the stimulus funding? I mean, isn't money fungible in general?
I'll tell you right now, that has definitely never been told to us from on the stimulus money that it was going to be used to cover budget deficits. That was our concern. I raised that concern from day one, and what you're seeing when it got to Albany is the money went to Albany, and it was and it stopped there, and to see a governor and a legislative body increase the budget 9% utilizing that money is in my opinion irresponsible. And I am never, when the stimulus package was presented to us, told that it was going to cover budget deficits. It was shovel-ready jobs to get people back to work. And that just has not occurred. There's $500 billion still sitting there. And now it's being doled out by politicians like Congressman Massa.
So you don't think the projected shortfall in New York State's budget this spring was offset by stimulus money?
No, I didn't say that. I said the stimulus money was not designed to do that or told us in Corning that would occur.
So it did, but it shouldn't have. Is that your position?
Yeah, I think the people in Albany used it for inappropriate means, and they increased the budget 9%.
Okay.